I figured I could understand someone wanting to take his own life. If the world stopped making sense, if people became convinced that lies were true. This was the most dangerous kind of lying, it struck me. The kind that was happening to me now. Where people need the lie so badly they become convinced the lie is true. It's dangerous because they can tell the lie with so much belief that it sounds like the truth, and they can make other people believe it. Creed had lied too. He had made me believe his diary. Renee's type of lying was different from Creed's diary, though. Renee's was meant to do harm, and Creed's was only meant to save himself from a life that seemed unfair and didn't make sense. I figured I knew why I didn't find him here. My mother's words echoed through the darkness. I knew that Chris was leaving to survive, not leaving to die. All that grinning he had done his whole life, it was like the diary. He might have believed he was super popular every day, but he only did what he had to do in order to keep going. To be normal and be popular and have fun and have a girlfriend. He made real life mere shadows in comparison. When his make-believe world finally caved in last week, God only knows which twig finally broke the camel's back, he saw reality clearly. But he didn't survive years of abuse from other kids and lack of understanding from his parents so he could go die in the woods. I believed it totally at that moment. Creed was alive. I felt some deep canyon of regret that I had sat 10 feet from him through most of our years in grade school and could never see that he was a tortured person. I was so alone here. And maybe it was because I alone was meant to know. I could have screamed the truth to Alex. I could have breathed fire and burned down a couple trees. And Alex wouldn't have believed me. People only see as far as they are able, and the rest of the truth is lost on them. A kid in the midst of us led a tortured existence. Bo Richardson wants to be everyone's mother. Christ died naked. I had some sort of peace. There's something peaceful about what you know to be the truth. I had it, so much that I would rather be in jail with the truth than living a lie in the historic town of Steepleton. I stood up to leave. He's alive, I muttered to myself, to the dead Indians, to the choir of crickets. He's alive, and someday I will find him.
This ends Disc 6.